Well, good morning. 7:56. Yeah, 7:56 a.m. on Sunday, May the 31st, 2026, here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's quite a lovely morning. I'm a little later than I expected to be, but apparently not as late as I thought. Anyway, let me get this stashed. Wipe my nose. Cottonwood season. Music this morning is, as has been my habit of late, Blues is the Truth. A wonderful background musical score to letting my brain just let go. Works. Works really well. It's most of the songs I don't recognize. Not like, you know, Led Zeppelin comes on, it's like, oh, Led Zeppelin. It's like, yeah, I guess his name is Hugh, Ian, something. Anyway, the narrator comes on and says a few quiet words about it and then kicks off a tune or two and natters a bit more. It's lovely. Particularly in the morning when it's quiet and it's cool. And I've reached this is my 40-mile day. Talk about leaving it till the last minute. So, yeah, 190 miles so far this year. Not 100, yeah, 190 miles. 5 times 40 plus 30. Oh, that's not right then, is it? It's four times 40 plus 30. That's more like it. This is only the fifth month. I can't have 6 months in 5 months time. It doesn't work that way. Anyway, yeah, 190 miles this year so far. If I walk, I think if I walk the rest of the 31sts, I can make up that missing 10 miles. So I can get a 40 mile a month average for the year, which would be cool. Not that the extra 10 miles are going to matter. Not that it's that's going to make a whole mess of difference come year end in terms of my health and well-being. That's just that completionist streak in me. Speaking of completionist streaks, the No Man's Sky. I made the cardinal mistake of checking on my freighter before I really started my morning routine and lost an hour almost instantly. It doesn't seem possible that an hour could go by in the blink of an eye like that. But here I am. I'm also without bread. for the first time in months, there is no bread in the bread box. There's some bagels. And there's bread dough rising very slowly. Oh my God. I should have started it much sooner. I need to get into my... I have my secondary starter going. I need to goose that with a little sugar this morning, I think. See if I can get that bubbling and then start the next loaf. Which, if I start today, would go through probably till tomorrow before I could bake it. I'll have to think about that. I do need to feed it. It was funny. I boiled a potato, and refreshed the starter by mashing up some fresh potato and throwing in the potato water. To what was a largely clear fluid. I had like an inch in the bottom of one of my spare jars. And so I just added it to that. And it blew up. Oh my God, it just went nuts. So I need to get it going crazy. And then when it's at its peak, start a loaf of bread. Instead of waiting until I'm almost out of bread to start the next one. I usually have a spare loaf of bread in the freezer, but I don't this time. Because I thought, oh well, I'll bake a loaf. Mistake. I could always just bake a yeast loaf. I could do that in an afternoon. So that I have bread tonight. I'll have bread tonight one way or the other, because the loaf is rising, the dough is rising slowly. But I don't need it to rise too much more. And this last couple hours of the morning is probably going to be enough for it to double in size. And getting it to double in size rather than poofing up through the top layer, half inch above the rim, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And just getting it to double in size, which would be basically mostly filling the bread pan. That's pretty good. That would give me a good solid loaf. And this is AP flour, all AP. So theoretically, it's going to be sandwich bread. Theoretically, I should bake it at like 350 for 40 minutes or so, maybe 400 just to give it a nice crust on top. For 30 minutes. I have to look to see what I toasted, what I baked the last really successful loaf at. This is my sandwich bread recipe. I'm trying to recreate it to see if I can replicate the experiment. And so far, I have failed at getting the kind of yeast response that I got the first time, in large part because I'm dubbing around with the starter and not making bread, because probably because no man's sky. And Satisfactory is coming out with a 1.2 release. Do I even care? I shut down the spare machine that I had set up in the other room that I was using for a satisfactory server. So I could log into my game on my computer and then go to the server, have things taken care of for me. I need to set up some mines in No Man's Sky. I also need to outfit my freighter. It is woefully behind. I need to find some frigate parts. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. I just slapped the monk post. Yeah, I think I did. That's a clear indicator of my mental condition, which is fragmented. That's a fun looking beamer. The one is outfitted for road rally, and it's open to the sky. I don't know if there's a convertible hidden away somewhere, but the car is full of empty soda cans and just basically open. I don't know, hoping somebody will steal it or something. It is a summer day. I'm wearing my hoodie. Sun is bright, so I'm actually sort of glad. It's helping to keep the sun off my skin. I am working up a little bit of a sweat. No dogs this morning in the corner lot. That's good. The irises have all gone by in this garden. Most of them have gone by in the corner garden at the beginning when I start the walk. Those have mostly gone by. Since the couple that lived there, the lady who maintained her garden so fastidiously, they sold that house, and a motorhead bought it. And so there's always the smell of oil, tools laying around, oil stains on the concrete. Garden is a bit overgrown. Oh, good morning. Let's see, where's my rose doing? The rose has new blossoms. The rose that's buried in this hedge of Russian sage has new blossoms on it. That's very cool. I wonder what that purple bloom is. The markings on the paint markings on the street, on the sidewalk, I always look at them and think, I don't know what that one is for. I just walked across one. It looked like it's in Japanese. It looks like the characters are in kanji, which is I mean, it's not impossible, but what it looked like. It amused me. I gotta give this guy some room. Blow my schnoz. Morning. Guy's prepping his pop-up trailer to get ready for a little camping expedition. I'm listening to the birds chirp. There's a lively sand cherry peeking over the fence. I gotta prune mine. I gotta get out with some secateurs and take out some of the leggy bits. The pampas grass is looking green and lush. It hasn't quite ready to put out its seed heads yet, but it's looking good. All right, what do we got here at the park? There's a little bit of rye growing. So lots of intermediate wheatgrass. And there's some long ears of rye there. I thought they were a lot shorter, and then I just sort of measured it against my hand. It's not as robust because it's lagging behind the rye in my yard. How's this rye doing? Again, a little behind in the season, but looking healthy. There's another batch right there. That batch has actually put out a little bit of the pollinators. I don't know what that flakiness is on the ears. I should look that up. Oh, happy first birthday. I assume that's what that big floating number one helium balloon is tied to the stroller. Willow trees looking very willowy. Oh, sprinkler day. I have mistimed my advance. Oh well. A little water won't kill me. I won't melt. I'm sweet. I'm not that sweet. I should take a picture of this rye. Maybe I'll do it this afternoon when there's sun shining on it, you can actually see it. But as you can probably tell, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is not just another day, but another month. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.